Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
You bet. Friday Live brought to you by Height at the moment. We're having a couple of Heights. Classic Korean beer goes down really nicely. Hopefully goes down really well with some Arthur R. Beers. Welcome, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Been a long time.
A little.
You're trapped in New Zealand because of this outbreak?
The old COVID-19.
The COVID. Yeah. Where have you been? Because you were telling us you're telling us a bit of a travelling fraggle type story.
I've been living in Prague with my wife since, September last year. Went over there for a little OE, working holiday fun. Had to come back unexpectedly in February, and then we've been stuck here ever since, fortunately. But we plan to get back when the borders open for a little Europe.
Does anyone have any idea when that's going to happen?
I'm checking the policies weekly, my friend. Yeah.
How's life in Prague?
It's beautiful. It's the public transport there is incredible. Mm. I've been an Aucklander, was an Aucklander for 10 years, so it's refreshing to go to a country like that where the infrastructure is so beautifully organized, where you can just easily and affordably get on a little metro.
They've planned ahead, haven't
they? And the metro on a tram and get to where you need to go, effortless, without effort.
And well priced?
Extremely well priced, yeah.
Son of a bitch.
It's cool. I really like it. So hopefully, I'd love to see something like that down Dominion Road or up, Mount Eden Road, or just like a loop down Queen Street and stuff.
It used to be a tram.
Huh?
That's the gag.
I know, the problem, isn't it? So was in the 40s, right? They ripped it up and down Broadway and stuff.
I was really hoping we would buy the Sydney monorail, but didn't.
No, monorail's no good because it's just a single track around the city. It breaks down and then everybody's fucked, stuck in the air like that. But it's kind of cool.
I also think they should have just turned that monorail into it was just a spinning bar.
Yeah, or just like the municipal adventure park.
Monorail.
Sorry. Hey, I was watching season 3 of Ozark the other day. And I was like, shit, there's some Arthur R. Beers on the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, you may have heard me on that.
How did that come around?
I'm a lucky guy. I got some contacts in LA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. My publisher, Tom Dalton's a good guy, and he's got people that he works with, and he supplies them with the music.
Shit, that's rad.
Yeah, so that's not the first time that song's been used. It's been used in a couple other US shows, as well as another Walk On that's been used in some other shows. So it's a nice little lucrative.
So there's like one song floating your whole boat.
Yeah, that's good. It's like a whole, that's a new amplifier or a new guitar or something, totally. Or a studio.
What have you got with you right now? It's a cute little
thing. This little parlor guitar, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like a Farina, I think. It's made in China.
It looks solid, though.
It's solid. It's been set up.
I can already hear that it's perfect for your sound. Have you been writing? I assume that's what you do when you go away.
I've been on sabbatical, basically, in Prague. My wife's been working, bless her soul, and I've been at home just working on my chops, writing, doing a little bit of theory and going for runs and stuff like that, and exploring the city, smoking cheap cigarettes, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Living the dream of life.
Do you find that life over there is inspiring you, your music?
Well, I was still integrating myself into the music scene before I left. I was going to a few clubs and doing some open mic nights and things like that, trying to find a posse, put a band together, do some touring.
Heaps of places to do that?
Yeah, there's a few. There's definitely. There's a good musicians crowd. It's just kind of like finding the right people.
Zone.
Yeah, in the right zone and that sort of stuff. Mm. But the landscape in the city is so beautiful because it wasn't bombed during the Second World War. So there's all these really just amazingly detailed buildings with just mosaics and people riding on horses and knights and just crazy European shit that you wouldn't see anywhere else.
The real vintage.
Yeah, definitely.
What are we in for, Arthur? You've got quite a back catalog.
I'm just going to warm up with a little one that I released when did I release it? I think November. It was a split EP I did with Dave Ware. Yeah.
Fucking sweet.
So I'm just going to do a song off that. It's called I Dig It All.
Dead and greens, I plow the earth.
dig it all right now. A tuneless player and a rosary law. I make my wish to heaven, I haven't forgot. He's got a cruel hand, pragmatic eye. Climbs a blood red castle, flying up through the sky. I dig it all. I dig it all right now. Right now.
Good to have some live music back in the studio. It's been a while, a couple of months, eh, John? Mm. You can tell John's having a sip of that fabulous hate. Everyone's having a sip of that fabulous hate.
Mm. Now, Arthur, how would you describe the local music scene that you've been exposed to in the Czech Republic?
Oh, well, I haven't gone to enough stuff yet to really give you a good detailed analysis, but...
Heaps of rap.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag at this one club that I've been going to. It's cool. They call it a club because, you know, it's not a traditional bar. You can go there and get a membership and you can smoke weed and stuff inside. That's okay. All cool. It's all kosher. And hang out with lots of people. It's a very relaxed atmosphere. It's cool. A lot of expats and stuff. And in this one club, there's like a lot of improvisation nights, so people just get up and play lots of stuff.
It's gonna be quite annoying.
Yeah, they're all really talented, but it's kind of that.
Probably should have had like a 5-minute meeting before you had
that. Yeah, too much of that kind of solely funky fusion shit. It's not coherent enough. It's like, just pick a genre and do it really good. But they mix all the stuff up. So I get up there and I try to do some, you know, 12-bar blues, and they just can't grasp the concept, you know.
But also, I think some of that stuff is like people just come out like once a month and just want to freak out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I get to plug my guitar and oh my God. And it just can, you know?
Totally.
Right on, right on. Well, look, you have one more little wet the whistle there, mate, and I'll move this microphone back. Arthur Arbiez, ladies and gentlemen, live on 95 BFM Radio in the actual station.
I'll just do a little ditty and then I'll finish off with a new one, a new good one. So I do ditties, I do rock and roll, and I do, you know, ballads, I guess. Okay. A mix of those. Depends where the soul is placed in accordance to the astral plane or whatnot. You just take what you can get. Okay. Production with an oily ride. Four long miles on up the road. I'm car driving, just keep the dough. I know it's all good, but an oily ride. I do.
can you help me? I'm an only rider.
Diddy.
You just got diddy,
diddy,
everyone.
You just got diddied.
Not diddy.
Diddy. Okay, one more. This is a work in progress. Everything's a work in progress. This is called a comeback, Carla. That line isn't in the song. It was when I came up with it.
She'd want that as well.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with her anyway. I don't know who that is.
Lightning strikes a man just once, keeps his head in the clouds. You ain't got nothing, don't dirty me, I'll keep my head in the ground.
Brilliant, man. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Now, you are always writing. What's the plan with the tracks? Will you get the Flaming Arbears back together?
Yeah, I'm having a jam with the boys tomorrow.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, rad. That'll be great.
So we'll try to put some drums to that thing I just played. And
sweet.
Some searing loud lead guitar and so forth. And I was doing some recording right before I left in March.
How are you going about it?
So this was the first venture into a professional studio with a engineer and all that
in
kind
Prague?
Of stuff. No, this is like in New Zealand right before I left.
Right.
Emergency recording maneuver with the band. Mm-hmm. because I'm one of those weird people control freak who likes to do everything themselves and doesn't like letting the reins over to other people. But I realize that progress is extremely slow with that kind of mentality.
Yeah,
so
I'm trying
to get out of that box, and I found it extremely great because I could just move a lot faster.
You just got to find the right people.
I found a good dude He's got all the mics. He's got the skills with the Pro Tools and stuff like
shortcuts.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little bit like, whoa, wait, slow down there. He's like, we can fix that. And I was like, hold on a minute.
Are you sure you don't want auto-tune on?
Some mistakes are groovy, you know. So, yeah. But I'll get the group back together and we'll go in there and finish it off and play some shows and.
Hope
you all like it.
Somebody says they love this guy. Well, this guy's name's Arthur Abiz. Look him up. He's got some stuff out.
Thanks, friend.
Kia ora, bro. Thanks so much for coming up.
All right, see you guys again soon.
Best place to find you online?
ArthurAbiz.com.
Okay. Shee.
Yeah. I still got some vinyl up.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice
It's
one.
Running out, so get in soon.
Both records? Or
yeah, both records.
Oh, I don't have the first one. I'll have to look into that.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a copy.
Sick, bro. All
right.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.